The starting gun fires tomorrow for the third edition of a zany Pacific Northwest boating contest. The Race to Alaska sends sailors, rowers, and paddlers from Port Townsend, Washington, on a 750-mile marathon up the Inside Passage to Ketchikan. This year, three competitors will race on stand-up paddleboards. Northwest News Network correspondent Tom Bonsi asks, why?
There's some really big water between here and Alaska.
Oh, yes.
And the paddleboard is not very protected. Can it be done safely?
Yeah, I definitely feel that it can be done safely.
That's paddleboarder Erdogan Kirak of Bellingham, Washington. He entered the Race to Alaska on the urging of his friend Luke Burritt. They plan to paddle together the whole way on separate 17.5-foot boards.
We don't want to die. I mean, of course, what we are doing is a little nutty, but no, we're not looking at dying.
Burritt says he was inspired to try something no one has achieved before on a paddleboard.
My life kind of is adventure. I've immersed myself in it. Climbing guide and paddleboard instructor who lives in a van. That is what I do. I kind of live for being outdoors and the adventure.
The Race to Alaska has two basic rules. No motors and no support crews. A race co-founder once compared the Maritime Marathon to the Iditarod sled dog race, but with a chance of drowning or being eaten by a bear or run over by a freighter. The custom-built paddleboards Burritt and Kirak will stand aboard look like surfboards that have been stretched.
Like I said, we've got 28 tie-downs over the entire thing, but this is our main tie-down location for our forward gear.
Their ultralight gear includes dry suits, water filter, mosquito-proof hammocks, pepper spray, and 3 to 4 days of food at a time.
We're also planning on trying to do as much scavenging and foraging as we can.
For seaweed or shellfish to eat. One of the places they trained was in the heavy swells on the Columbia River in the gorge near Hood River, Oregon.
You're paddling, 50 feet from your buddy, and all of a sudden you're like, way to go. Because one of the swells didn't swallow them up, but it's too tall and you just can't see over it. And it's super fun to go do something like that. And you have the right equipment on, so you do feel safe.
Kirak declined to estimate a race finish time other than to say the team aims to average about 35 miles per day. That means they're not in it for the $10,000 top prize or the second place award of a set of steak knives. There is a third paddleboarder entered in the race. Carl Kruger of Orcas Island, Washington, is making his second solo attempt at the Race to Alaska. He dropped out after 100 miles last year due to cracks in his board. Kruger now has a new custom racing expedition board. He plans to sustain himself mainly on high-calorie food pellets, along with some protein shakes and energy bars and gels. Race to Alaska co-founder Jake Beatty says the organizers carefully vetted the stand-up paddleboarders and other even smaller craft in the race.
Generally, we have a high degree of skepticism around paddleboarders. In fact, when we were starting this race 3 years ago, we looked at each other and said, well, one thing's for sure, we're never going to let a paddleboard into the race. And this year, of course, we let three in.
Paddleboarding is a fast-growing sport here in the Northwest and worldwide, and long-distance races are multiplying too. 11 paddleboarders entered last summer's Yukon River Quest race from Whitehorse to Dawson. 9 of those finished the 444-mile downriver journey. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.